Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Row erupts over Rahul Gandhi's remarks on a particular community in the Lok Sabha during discussion on President's address. Treasury bench accuses him of insulting the community. Rahul denies the charges. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh accuses Leader of Opposition of misleading the House on Agnivesh scheme. 3 criminal laws will lead to most modern criminal justice system in the country, says Home Minister Amit Shah. India and Pakistan exchange lists of civilian prisoners and fishermen in each other's custody. Southwest monsoon further advances to more parts of Rajasthan, Haryana and Punjab. And in women's cricket, India defeats South Africa by 10 wickets in record-laden test match in Chennai. Both Houses of Parliament today discussed on the motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. Participating in the discussion, BJP MP Anurag Singh Thakur lauded the initiatives taken by the government in different sectors in the last 10 years. He said several steps have been taken by the government for the welfare of people and growth of the economy. Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi raised the issues of alleged irregularities in the NEET exam, Agnivesh scheme, unrest in Manipur, demonetization, rising inflation and farmers' issues, among others. During his speech, Rahul Gandhi made a remark on a particular community which was objected to by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah.
हिंसा की भावना को किसी धर्म के साथ जोड़ना और इस सदन में और संवैधानिक पद पर बैठे हुए व्यक्ति ने मैं मानता हूं मान्यवर उन्होंने इसकी माफी मांगनी चाहिए.
Later, Rahul Gandhi clarified that his statement was not against a particular community, but it was directed towards the BJP. While speaking on the Agnivir scheme, Rahul Gandhi alleged that an Agnivir who loses his life in the line of duty does not get the status of a martyr.
Agnivir shahid hua, landmine blast mein shahid hua. Main usse shahid keh raha hu, magar Hindustan ki sarkar usse shahid nahi kehti. Us ghar ko pension nahi milegi, us ghar ko compensation nahi milegi, shahid ka darja nahi milega. Magar Hindustan ki sarkar aam jawan ki madad karegi, magar Agnivir ko jawan nahi kaha ja sakta.
Objecting to it, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said Rahul Gandhi is misleading the House and claimed that the government is providing financial assistance of 1 crore rupees to the family of the Agnivir who sacrifices his life in the line of duty.
बहुत सोच समझकर यह योजना लाई गई है. मैं यह भी स्पष्ट कर देना चाहता हूं, इस प्रकार की योजनाएं दुनिया के कई देशों में है, यूएस में है, यूके में है, वहां पर किसी को कोई किसी प्रकार की आपत्ति नहीं है. अब बिना अग्निवीर योजना के बारे में समझे, बिना उस संबंध में कोई पूरी जानकारी हासिल किए, इस तरीके से सदन को गुमराह करना, इसे कदापि उचित नहीं ठहराया जा सकता. महोदय, मैं तो आपसे यह अनुरोध करूंगा, इसे सदन की कार्रवाई से बाहर निकाला जाना चाहिए.
Union Panchayati Raj Minister and JDU leader Rajiv Ranjan Singh said the government has committed to build 3 crore houses for the poor in the coming years. Earlier, opposition members staged a walkout from the House over the NEET issue. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House met this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition members on alleged irregularities in the NEET examination. Later, the House resumed discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address to the joint sitting of both Houses. The discussion is underway. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has accused Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi of making comments against a particular community during his speech in the Lok Sabha today. Briefing the media in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Vaishnav also alleged that Mr. Gandhi made factually incorrect comments on the Agnivir scheme.
Rahul ji ne kaha ki Agnivir mein shahidon ko koi compensation nahi diya jata, isse bada jhoot koi nahi ho sakta. Aaj raksha mantri ji ne sadan mein hi spasht kiya ki Agnivir mein shahidon ko 1 crore rupaye ka compensation milta hai.
Mr. Vaishnav said Congress has always tried to undermine the constitutional institutions. He said the party has only weakened and undermined Parliament and the judiciary during their tenure. Union Health Minister and BJP President today demanded an apology from senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his alleged remarks against a particular community in the Lok Sabha in a series of tweets. Mr. Nadda also alleged that Mr. Gandhi lied on many counts, including matters that concern farmers and the armed forces, and was duly fact-checked by union ministers for false claims on MSP and Agniveer. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today greeted all the doctors on the occasion of Doctors' Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The day honours the incredible dedication and compassion of the country's healthcare heroes." He said they can navigate the most challenging complexities with remarkable skill. The Prime Minister said the government is fully committed to improving the health infrastructure in India and ensuring doctors get the widespread respect they deserve. The Prime Minister has also lauded the successful completion of 9 years of the Digital India Initiative. In another social media post, Mr. Modi said Digital India symbolizes an empowered India which boosts ease of living and transparency. He also shared a glimpse of the strides made in the last decade. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh today launched a special campaign for effective redressal of family pensioners' grievances in New Delhi. The Department of Pension and Pensioners' Welfare, as part of its 100 Days Action Plan, has undertaken a month-long special campaign for effective redressal of family pensioners' grievances from today till the 31st of July, in which 46 ministries and departments will be participating. This special campaign seeks a substantial reduction in the pendency of family pension grievances. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said the central government will continue to provide all possible assistance to Chhattisgarh in the interest of farmers and the agriculture sector. Mr. Chauhan has initiated state-wise discussions for rapid progress with the agriculture sector, under which he held a meeting with a high-level delegation including Chhattisgarh Agriculture Minister Ram Vichar Netam in New Delhi. During the discussion, along with promoting pulses, oil seeds and horticulture in Chhattisgarh, many other topics related to agriculture and farmers' welfare were discussed. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the three criminal laws which came into effect from today will lead to the most modern criminal justice system in the country. He said the criminal justice system is now completely Swadeshi and embedded in Indian ethos after independence. Briefing media in New Delhi about the three criminal laws, Mr. Shah said the new laws will ensure speedy justice and victims' rights. He added that earlier only the rights of the police were protected, but now victims' and complainants' rights will also be protected. The Home Minister said priority in the new laws has been given to crimes against women and children. He said the new laws will also have provisions against mob lynching. Mr. Shah also slammed the opposition, alleging that they have been spreading lies about these laws. The Bharatiya Janata Party has announced the names of candidates for the Maharashtra Legislative Council biennial elections. The party has fielded Pankaja Munde, Yogesh Telekar, Dr. Parinay Phuke, Amit Gorkhe and Sadabhav Khot as candidates for the MLC elections. As per the Election Commission of India, the biennial elections for 11 seats of the Maharashtra Legislative Council are scheduled to be held on the 12th of this month, with the counting of votes to take place on the same day. In Rajasthan, 9 people died and 4 others were injured in a collision between a four-wheeler and a truck in Karoli district. The accident took place this evening near Sasedi village, Karoli, Mandreal Road. District Collector Nilab Saxena told Akashwani that the accident occurred due to a head-on collision between a speeding car and a truck. A Delhi court today sentenced social activist Medha Patkar to 5 months of imprisonment in a more than two-decade-old criminal defamation case lodged by the present Lieutenant Governor of Delhi, Vinay Kumar Saxena. Metropolitan Magistrate Raghav Sharma of Saket Court on the 25th of May convicted Ms. Patkar for the offence of criminal defamation under Section 500 of the Indian Penal Code. India and Pakistan today exchanged lists of civilian prisoners and fishermen in each other's custody through diplomatic channels at New Delhi and Islamabad. The External Affairs Ministry said India has shared names of 366 civilian prisoners and 86 fishermen in its custody who are Pakistani or are believed to be Pakistani. Pakistan has shared the names of 43 civilian prisoners and 211 fishermen in its custody who are Indian or are believed to be Indian. Such lists are exchanged every year on the 1st of January and on the 1st of July under the provisions of the Bilateral Agreement on Consular Access 2008. New Delhi has called for early release and repatriation of civilian prisoners, fishermen along with their boats and missing Indian defence personnel from Pakistan's custody. External Affairs Ministry said India remains committed to addressing all humanitarian matters, including those pertaining to prisoners and fishermen in each other's country. In Turkey, a natural gas explosion in the western province of Izmir killed 5 people and injured at least 60 others. At least 10 of the injured are in critical condition, state media reports. The explosion occurred at the ground floor of a building in Torbali district yesterday. Izmir Governor Suleyman Elban said the explosion damaged 11 buildings in the vicinity. He said as a precautionary measure, the gas supply has been cut off and the area is being evacuated. In women's cricket, India secured a dominant 10-wicket win over South Africa in a one-off test match at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this afternoon. We have a report.
In the first innings, India displayed stunning batting, putting up a record total of 603 for the loss of 6 wickets, with Shefali Verma scoring her maiden double century and Spriti Mandhana posting a blistering century. In reply, South Africa women were bowled out for 266 with the help of Sneharana's 8-wicket haul and got imposed the follow-on. In the second innings, Laura Walford and Sunilis scored centuries but Proteas were all out for 373, getting a lead of just 36 runs. The women in blue chased down a paltry target with ease. The game witnessed multiple new entries into record books by India. India became the first ever team to surpass the 600 mark in first-class cricket. Shefali Verma and Spriti Mandhana scripted history by stitching a partnership of 292 runs, the highest opening partnership in the world. Shefali scored 205 to become the fastest double centurion in women's test history. The young opener took only 194 balls to reach her double ton, breaking Australia's Annabel Sutherland's record of 248. Balls. Sneharana became only the third bowler to bag an 8-wicket haul in women's tests. Swati Rakheja, Sports Desk.
The Wimbledon Tennis Championship got underway at the All England Club in London today. The first day of Wimbledon saw thrilling victories and surprising withdrawals. On the first day, in men's singles, Norwegian 8th seed Casper Ruud eased past Australian qualifier Alex Bolt 7-6, 6-4, 6-4 in the first round. Canadian Denis Shapovalov beat Chilean 19th seed Nicolas Jarry 6-1, 7-5, 6-4, while Bulgarian 10th seed Grigor Dimitrov defeated Serbia's Dusan Lajovic to reach the second round. The southwest monsoon has further advanced into some more parts of Rajasthan, Haryana, Punjab and entire Chandigarh. India Meteorological Department said conditions are favourable for further advance of southwest monsoon into remaining parts of Rajasthan, Haryana and Punjab during the next 2 to 3 days. Active monsoon condition is very likely over northwest, east and northeast India during the next 4 to 5 days. The IMD also said monthly rainfall over the country as a whole during July is most likely to be above normal. Union Public Service Commission, UPSC, has announced the results of Civil Services Preliminary Exam 2024. Candidates have been informed that marks, cut-off marks and answer keys of the examination will be uploaded on the Commission's website only after the entire process of the Civil Services Examination, Indian Forest Service examination is over after the declaration of the final result. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Row erupts over Rahul Gandhi's remarks on a particular community in the Lok Sabha during discussion on President's address. Treasury bench accuses him of insulting the community. Rahul denies the charges. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh accuses Leader of Opposition of misleading the House on Agniveer scheme. 3 criminal laws will lead to most modern criminal justice system in the country, says Home Minister Amit Shah. India and Pakistan exchange lists of civilian prisoners and fishermen in each other's custody. Southwest monsoon further advances to more parts of Rajasthan, Haryana and Punjab. And in women's cricket, India defeats South Africa by 10 wickets in record-laden test match in Chennai. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.